Audi and Mercedes are getting excited about hydrogen-fueled cars. For Mercedes, it's back to the future. They first had a fleet of them in 1980, but with a 150-mile range and 45 minutes to refill, killed the project. Now, Audi showed up with its H-Tron Quattro fuel cell SUV at the North American International Auto Show, and according to ArsTechnica.com, Mercedes has green-lighted production of its fuel cell version of the GLC SUV to sell in 2017. BMW showed an i8 and 5 series of fuel cells, but neither set for production so far. General Motors has partnered with the Army to investigate suitability of fuel cell EVs for military use. Toyota and Honda are also well along in hydrogen fuel tech. Toyota has the 2016 Mirai that's actually for sale. California, where you can buy a fuel cell EV, has now increased the subsidy on them up to $6,500 on top of any federal incentive. A combination of hydrogen fuel cell and electric may be the wave of the future in the automobile industry, along with driving by Jarvis, apparently. Details are sketchy, but Samsung may be about ready to launch a new wearable, possibly to replace the less than exciting Gear Fit. It's called the SMR150 for now, and a watch version has a rotating bezel like the Gear Fit. The interesting thing is a picture of one on a shirt, like a removable you don't have to keep on your wrist. And Gadget.com points out leaks so far don't indicate if it'll be a full-blown smartwatch or something more like a Fitbit, but expected to be revealed in the coming months. I'm Clark Reed.